what you think about this book.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
It was so bad. I mean, it was kind of entertaining because it was just so stupid. Like, this cat being so prim and proper, I was just like, what a priss. This is exactly how I imagined my sister's cat Thor acting. Just a little shit.
I was so disappointed. I was like,
I know.
Wait,
I was expecting it to be a lot better.
Cat detective book.
That's exactly what the description made it sound like. And then I texted you. I'm like, I don't think this book is like anything to do with crime at all. I think it's just like blabbering. And then they have like a theft or like solving some stupid mystery. And
yeah, I skipped over a bunch of shit. I was like,
me too.
In my head, I imagined it playing out like a little BBC miniseries.
Yes, me too.
Okay.
You're not the only one. I'm so disappointed.
Because I was like, I think this is how this was written. This is like, but like, I don't know. Like, he walks into the room, like, the very first time, and like, James is in his, like, apartment or room, whatever, and I was like, the cat's gonna talk to him.
I thought so too. I thought for sure.
And the cat didn't talk to him.
Where are we going with this?
It was like, I don't want to read this book anymore.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of other things that I was just like looking at. Like, okay. So the cat eats so much food and gets himself so fat, apparently. That was pretty funny.
But like, the cat's like, what, drinking like cognac?
Yeah. Oh man, these headphones are so uncomfortable. Oh well. Sorry, I just interrupted. I'm really bad at this. Let me open this book. I only made it to chapter 7, so.
I made it to chapter 2, and then I skipped ahead to the ending.
Oh, that was smart. I should have done that. What happened in the end?
I don't know. I didn't finish it. I did.
You guys, we failed you. But honestly, this book was just not that good.
No, I'm not giving up hope, though, for a cat detective book. I want there to be a cat who is the narrator and telling us how he's solving a crime.
Yeah, there was none of that here.
No. Let's see.
I really didn't highlight anything either.
I didn't either. Okay, so we should say. Where did it go? Jesus. Okay, so the book is called James. Jesus. Okay, James the Connoisseur Cat by Harriet Han. Han, I think that's how you pronounce it. H-A-H-N. Yeah. Anyways. So, the description is this American antiques dealer is in England, and he comes across, like, a giant jewel thief in, like, this auction house, but then somehow, like, James knows also what's happening. James is the cat, but James has never left this building. I don't know.
I'll remind you, this one jewel thief scene takes, like, 3 pages, maybe. I would say 1 page, I think.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time, they literally just BS around. It's like this cat and then this art guy and then like some rich, like royalish guy and then another royal gal who's an artist now. And they just go around and like, whoa, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. You know? No, it was, I don't know. It was, disappointing.
Yeah.
It was not worth buying for $3.99.
No. I agree. And it was written in 1991. I couldn't believe that. I gotta tell you, though, this cover really got me.
No, I'm in love with the cover. And I know, I think it was on Goodreads. It's an updated cover.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So, whoever, I don't know, the author, because, like, you know, authors can go and change their covers and stuff, but they made a really smart choice on updating the cover to make it modern, more modern looking.
Right.
And stuff, but it's also really deceiving.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I don't know. I mean, the crime in this book, what, it took place, like, not even a whole chapter?
What, you're asking me a question?
Yeah, like, the actual, like, crime.
Sorry, I got lost on Goodreads there for a second.
It's okay. I get lost in Goodreads, too.
It's like an endless hole, that website. Yes, so... Yeah, it literally took, like, one page, like, maybe even half a page. Honestly, it was, and that was it. That's all that happened. And then, like, a little, when I quit reading it, they started talking about some paintings and how one of the paintings wasn't a real royalty person or something like that. I'm like, ooh, scandal, like, wow. And somehow James, like, I don't know, discovers it and, like, hisses at everyone until they pay attention to him, basically. I just, like, sounds like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, James never leaves this, like, with, like, this boarding house. So, he's, like, watching it on, like, I'm just, like, thinking, like, Antique Roadshow all day.
Yes! That's what I was thinking too.
Like, if I were a cat. Yeah. I don't know. It was... I don't feel like it deserves a cozy mystery.
No.
Genre.
I don't think so either. There was nothing mysterious about it.
No.
I mean,
it had a lot of potential to be.
But Harriet really fucked that up. Sorry, Harriet. Wonder where Harriet's at. Let's Google her.
But, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like it. I just... The main character, the narrator, whatever, he just so pretentious.
I gotta tell you, Harriet was born in 1919, which should make her 101 years old today. So that explains a lot. This is like an 85-year-old woman writing this. 75-year-old woman writing this.
You're never too old to... Follow your dreams.
Oh, yeah, that.
And write about a cat that had.
You know, it doesn't say she died. I mean, maybe she just, I don't know, maybe they just didn't update this or what, but yeah. Yeah, you know, with that old book cover, I would have been like,
Yeah. So, whoever took the time to find this book and update it. So, really, and then they updated the second. They updated the second one, too.
I can't believe there's a second one. I'm just going to say that right now. Oh, she's got another book called The Plantain Season. Doesn't sound good at all. But and it looks really I mean, it's not really expensive, but it's like $30. I think that's expensive.
That's for for a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't afford a $30 book, I'm sorry. Especially another one by Harriet.
Right? So, yeah. I don't know what else to say. This book was really disappointing. There wasn't really any memorable parts in it. Like, it just...
No, there's really nothing even to talk about either, which
it was really hard. It just was boring from the start. Like...
I was really hoping it kind of gave me, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's vibe almost. With the cat thing, but then I was like, no, nope, this is going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, the cat, I don't know. I really wish the cat was more like it was the cat, like a cat detective. I mean,
like this, the Sabrina the Teenage Witch cat.
Right.
Caleb.
But, and I know, like, I know there's cozy murder mysteries out there where the cats are the detectives and stuff. So I think
we gotta take another stab at this sometime.
Yeah. So I'll do the research and I'll find us one that I'll. But.
Yeah, and so I was like going into this book and I was like, because you know the last book, I liked the last book, that our last cozy mystery. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, at the end, I was like, oh, that was good. You know, like it wasn't like good, but I enjoyed it.
Right.
This one wasn't even, it wasn't good, and I didn't enjoy it.
It was just, it read like a BBC mini drama, which I really like BBC mini series or mini dramas. Like, I really do, but like,
yeah,
it's hard.
Work in this frame, in this context, it did not work.
No. So I don't know. We're like going up short for two here.
Yeah. So I gotta say, everyone, don't judge a book by its cover.
No.
And you know, if I had to rate this book, I'd give it a 0. But if we're including the cover in that, I'll give it a 0.5. Because that cover, man, you guys got me good. Damn it, Harriet.
And the title.
That's pretty clever title right there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just... I don't know what else to say. But
Been anything... Please don't buy this book.
Yeah.
It's a solid waste of time.
Going into the do not recommend pile. Up there with our Truth About Belle Guinness.
Yeah, that one was bad too. Oof. We've read some doozies, you guys. And you know, I feel like you're a little more tough on the books than I'm kind of like try to find, make it good, you know? This one, I couldn't even do that. I tried really hard, but there's nothing.
I kept picking it up and putting it down. Like, I read, like, 2 sentences. I was like, oh my god, I've been reading this for hours.
I know. And I texted you so many times, and I said, I literally can't even with this book. And you're like, what? And I'm like, oh, just wait, girl.
And then, like, I picked it up, and I was like, I looked at the time, I was like, oh, this book only takes, like, 3 hours to read. Okay, whatever. Like, I started it Friday. It took me...
We know how that ended.
Okay, I don't want to brag, but to put this in context, I read anywhere from 3 to 4 books a week. And they're like big books. They're like 300 pages, right? The first chapter took me a fucking hour to read. An hour!
That's amazing.
I couldn't, like, I was like, where is this going? Where is this going?
And then you think of all the books in your need to read pile, and you're like, God, there's so many better things I could be reading right now.
There was. And I was just like, my mind kept wandering. I was like, oh, I could be reading something so good right now.
Yeah. Or even something mildly dull, and it'd be better than that.
Anything. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I could be finishing the actual true crime book, which I didn't like, but that's different section of the podcast, they'll say. But so James the Connoisseur Cat, I'm sorry, you're going into the don't read pile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you find it at your library and you're really interested in it, but nope.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the whole time I was reading it, I was like, oh my God, my grandma would love this book. And that explains a lot, because this person is like the age of my grandma. Oh, my grandma's not 101, but my grandma was, or my grandma is the age that she was when she wrote it, basically. So,
right. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. That tracks.
See, my grandma likes cozy mysteries, and she likes like suspense stuff. And yeah, she's like going to be 84, 85, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma would even be like, I don't have time for this.
Yes, I know. So would my grandma. Okay, so my one grandma I could see, my mom's mom, but then my dad's mom, she strictly likes murder, like hard. It's funny. She gives me so
hardcore. She's a hardcore murder book.
Yeah, she loves James Patterson, like. She gives me all of her old books because, you know, I'm a broke-ass bitch, so I need all the help I can get when it comes to cheap books, so.
Hey, free books are free books.
I know, exactly. I started reading John Sanford. I think that's his name. He's from Minnesota or Wisconsin or something, but all of his books, well, the series that I've been reading, they all take place in Minneapolis. It's really cool. They're really good.
It's kind of creepy at the same time, though.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought so much murder could possibly happen in Minneapolis?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, I know. It's a lot of murder happens in Minneapolis, but...
Yeah. So, yeah. Crazy. So, yeah, fun facts. If you want to read those, can't remember what they're called, but...
That's okay. Well,
sorry, guys.
We will find something so much better for next Cozy Mysteries.
It's gonna be kind of hard to do worse.
It's gonna really, yeah. So I feel like right now, since we have two books down, we can, this one goes under An Affair to Dismember. yeah. So, I don't know. I just... What kind of murder mystery do you want, cozy mystery do you want to read next time? Do you want to... read like a paranormal one?
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'll find us a paranormal one, like a spunky witch or something.
Yes.
Good.
That sounds amazing.
I will find us a spunky witch.
You know, Melissa, I think you should just write a book.
I did write a book.
What? What? What kind?
A romance.
Oh, of course. Oh, you wrote a book?
And I did write a book.
Your kids didn't eat it?
What?
Your kids didn't eat it?
No, they didn't eat it.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, no one knows that, so you can't tell anybody.
Well, the whole world knows now.
I'm gonna edit this out.
I have our listeners.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit it out. Yeah, no, I wrote a book when we were living in the hotel.
Oh, good time to do it.
Right? It was like, yeah, so I'm like editing it.
Oh my god, that is
I'm dragging so my feet on editing cool. it. So.
That is so cool.
It's really
God, where do you find this time?
I write a lot during nap time. And then in the morning, because I'll sit at our table and just write. Do work. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, there. I don't know what else. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I, had a little breakdown about it and was like, I'm going to just completely restart writing it. Like, completely Uh-oh. Different. Patrick's like, okay, hold on there, crazy.
Hold on there, crazy.
So, I don't think I could write a cozy mystery, though. It's a really hard, I think it's a really hard genre to get into. The romance thing, I mean, you can put so many different troops together, but for murder, I mean, there really is, I don't want to say there really is so only so many ways to kill somebody, but... There's only so many ways to kill somebody.
Somewhere out there is a serial killer saying, challenge accepted.
Right?
Oh, good.
So, I don't know. I mean, anybody who writes a book and publishes it, you know, I mean... I feel bad about not liking books.
I know, especially one that you spent money on.
Or, I mean, even when they're free, because at some point they were, 99 cents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel so bad because it takes a lot for a person to put themselves to sit down and write it and edit it and put it out there for the whole world to read it. And then you get, bitches like us that are like, oh, this is terrible.
Whoops. It really do be like that.
I mean, but at the same time, you also have to take into consideration that it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Right.
So, I also think this book falls in a really weird genre. It's not a real cozy mystery.
Agreed.
But it's not like a mystery mystery.
No, it's literally just BSing.
I feel like it's more generalized fiction.
Yeah.
So, I think if you would have had more, if she would have had more of a heist, and
wouldn't have just been rambling the whole time?
I don't know. I feel like that's all the person does anyways, is ramble.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like you should have made, she should have made James more. I mean, that's like the book's supposed to be about. So, I don't know. It's weird. It's not my cup of tea. But
same.
We're going to find a cat that is an actual detective and, like, solves it.
Yes.
A murder. So. Also. Do you watch or have you ever watched Midsommar Murder?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Should I?
You should. You definitely should. Because those are, like, the TV show equivalent to, like, cozy murder mysteries. And I love them so much.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix. Okay, so how do you feel about...
Oh, it's on Netflix? Even better.
Yeah. And it's British.
Oh, you can't go around there.
No, you can't. So how do you feel about reading, like, an Agatha Christie?
Oh, God. So good.
Yeah.
I love her.
Okay. We'll do a witch one next, and then we'll do an Agatha Christie.
Perfect. Oh, I'm so excited.
Do you have a preference for an Agatha Christie?
You know, I don't.
Really? Like anything she writes is, like, fantastic.
It is, yeah. Let me Google her real quick. She's amazing. Let's maybe not do like a. Oh man, she's ugly as shit. Well, maybe I can share my screen. Hold on. Screen share. Window. I don't get it. This? No, I want this. Okay, start sharing. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Better.
Oh, yeah. She's very... she's very English. Yeah, but then there's that top picture with her in the hat.
Yeah, she is gorgeous in that picture.
And then she just has the... Yeah, like that picture. She's really pretty there.
This one popped... Oh, nope, not that one. She looks good there, too. That one of her popped up, and I was just like... Oh man. So yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Wow, that screen share is slick. Screen share to grant permission. I just want to stop screen share. Okay, well I guess I'm gonna be screen sharing the rest of this time. I don't know how to turn it off. Yeah, whatever. Guess you're gonna look at my screen now.
That's okay. I'm like looking at myself, so it's kind of
so weird.
Like my frumpy clothes.
Oh my god, I'm literally wearing pajamas. I actually love your, what is that, a cardigan?
Yeah.
It looks so cute. I love that color.
So comfy. I got it Old Navy. And they left like the security tag thing on.
Oh my god, they always do.
So I got it like, it was like 2 years ago now. But my mom took it back, and the girl who took the security thing off ruined it. So she's like, oh, well, I'll go get like a new one. And she got it, and it's like two sizes too big.
Ooh,
so yeah, it like, yeah, but like,
oh,
so I can't really, I don't know, I don't, if I wear it in public I look like a like overly slouchy person.
Overly slouchy. Oh,
overly, yeah. Slouchy. I'm already a slouchy person.
Same.
But then I got one in white in the same, in the right size. And it's, I could live in Old Navy clothes. I really could.
Man, I can't remember the last time I've been to Old Navy.
That's like all there is in the mall here.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, I mean, we have, I mean, you know, like, we have, like, Target and stuff and, like, Penny's, but...
Yeah, I don't know what I did with the screen sharing. I don't know why it's bugging me, but it's like, it should be easier, don't you think?
Is there a way to, like... permission?
Maybe
it's just like click out of it.
No.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
Not that cute. We had to pull over to let her poop one day because she gets real cranky in the car if she has to poop. So there was one time when we were driving to Grand Forks and we're in Stephen's parents' Yukon. And we had all the seats on the back down, and all of a sudden I look back and Abby's hunched over in the way back about to take a dump, and I'm like, screamed at her, I'm like, no! And so she's like, holy shit, and sucks it back up, and Steven like slams on the brakes, and we go flying over almost into the ditch, and he hit a mailbox.
Oh my god.
It was so funny. I laughed the second I have. He was mad about it for like a week. It broke the mirror, so.
Oh, well, well.
Whoops.
Should have slammed on the brakes then.
Oh, look at this. Stop sharing. It did not give me that option before. Am I right?
It told, I don't know.
I don't think it did.
I don't know.
That's good. That's exciting. Okay. That's now crazy. I can open my porn again. Woohoo! I couldn't resist. I had to.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? My brother is home. He was supposed to be, so his, he's being deployed, and his deployment started early, so they started his training early, and then we didn't think that we would get to see him until he got back in, like, a year and a half or 2 years or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Well, they ended up letting him come home right now, so he's home right now.
Woohoo!
I know, I'm so excited. That's why I was at the cabin last night at my parents' place to hang out, and my sister-in-law's pregnant as well. Oh, she's a lot better.
Wait, who's pregnant?
My sister-in-law. My brother's wife.
Woohoo.
I know. I'm so excited. I better be a girl. I have all boys in my life, man. All boys.
Yeah. You know.
They're great and all, but oh, it's so much more fun to buy Barbies. I legitimately have gotten Hunter dolls and stuff for... That's their kid right now. They're two. Oh my god, he's almost three. They're a three-year-old. He gets a bunch of dolls for me. He loves them, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, I think people get a lot of misconceptions about, like, Patrick, just because of, like, you know, he's this big old Viking, you know, beard and mechanic guy and stuff, but, like, he is fully convinced that Oliver is going to grow up to be, like, a drag queen. And he's like, I kind of hope he does. Because he's like, I just want to go sit at the drag queen brunches and just glare at people who want to judge him. I'm like,
oh. Oh, that's amazing.
Because I mean, Oliver's ridiculous. Like, his attitude... Like, you shouldn't have this.
Yeah, I kind of picked that up from you, from what you've mentioned about him. He seems like a real hoot.
He is, but... And so I'm just like, I'm waiting for the time, like, I want to buy Barbie. So I'm like, I don't care if I have little boys. Like, I want to buy Barbie.
I know. Oh my God. Ugh. I mean,
but he's so obsessed with cars. And like, right now, he's stuck on trains. So.
Oh, how exciting.
I don't know. But I'm just like, we'll get you a Barbie, and your Barbie can sit in your train.
Paint the train pink.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so, like, you know, Patrick works for John Deere, and the train that they have is actually, like, technically, it's Theodore's. It's, a Fisher-Price train, but it's green and yellow, so it's, like, the John Deere colors. Mm-hmm. So, like, Oliver got in his head this week that, like, oh, well, the train is the same color as, like, all of Dad's company stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
And he's, like, that's Dad takes the train to work. I was like, Dad doesn't take the train to work.
That's so smart, though, that he put two and two together like that. Holy shit.
Well, and there's also, like, there's a train that runs through Velva, and it's literally, like, across the street. And so he knows that Dad's work is that way, the same as the train.
Ooh, that's amazing.
So,
the smart kid right there, damn.
He's ridiculously smart. And so I just told him what a sheep goes. And like, sheep goes ba, and he goes, ba, ba.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh. He was doing that at my mom's house on Friday with like a farm thing at her house. He was going, ba, ba. I was like, I love it. Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Oh. God, I feel like I'm getting to really know your kids through this. You got a runner. You got a sassy one.
You got a potato. The baby's a potato.
Aww.
He's okay. Just a potato. He could probably eat his weight in potatoes, though. Like, no lie.
Look at my background. Hold on.
It looks so natural.
Oh, here's another office. Oh, yeah, I wish this was my office.
Right? Ooh.
Yeah, add image. Uh-oh, it's thinking. I may have fucked something up. Okay, well, let's see here. What do we got? Recents. iCloud. Anyways, I'm going to stop messing with this. This is going too far.
So, that's all I have to say. I don't know what else. We might have to do a recording on Tuesday since I have to, I don't know about tomorrow.
Works for me.
But... yeah.
Well, I hope Garrison doesn't run for the woods.
I'm really nervous. So, I'm going to talk to Patrick about it tonight.
Good.
So.
I mean. Yeah.
I have strollers. I mean, I have a stroller and we have a wagon. And it works out really well. It's just, I hope they just listen to what I have to say.
Yeah. Does Garrison have, like, I don't know what the technical word, but is he, like, does he have, like, temper tantrums and stuff? Like, this? Okay. I was going to say, that can be really hard, I know.
That's why we don't go out. Like, that's why I don't take him out, because he gets... overly frustrated, he gets overly he gets sensitive and stuff like that. He just can't process all of it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, a lot of stimulation going on in public. I get it. Like, I don't have autism, and it is overwhelming to me too. So I can't imagine how it's like for him.
Yeah. So. And I don't want them to do, like, at the zoo, there's like a petting zoo part, and like I don't want them to do that. 'Cause ew.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, but like I feel like she's not gonna listen to that, so who knows? So,
Can't wait to hear how it goes.
I'm like my stomach hurts like thinking about it because like my anxiety is just like I don't let anybody go out with my kids except obviously like Patrick and like my mom, but like my kids see my mom
I was gonna say, they're with your mom like constantly. Not constantly,
like
but like at least
once.
every week.
Yeah, like once a week. Well, now that's gonna change because school's starting and stuff like that, but I'm still gonna see her on the weekends at least. But yeah. So
If.
we will see. We will see. Do you have any last words on this book anyways?
No, I'm ready to just delete it out of my library.
I pay for it, so I'm not deleting
I am deleting it and I paid for it. Give zero fucks. I need it out of my life.
I will find us a witch cozy mystery.
Yeah, man, that cover really bamboozled us.
It did.
It really got us good.
You should text that. Oh my God, text that to me right now. Text me, that cover really bamboozled us. So
Okay, texting it right now.
I'm gonna make that the title.
So my dad listens to this like every single day. And he was so we were at the cabin last night, and like his cousin and his cousin's wife are over, and he was like whips out his phone, he's like, "Hey, look at this podcast," and he was showing them, and then his cousin Joe, he's like a redneck, like just hilarious, like swears all the time stuff, and he's looking at it, and he's like, "Why are all these explicit?" I was like, "Well." You see, he's like, "Oh, I like that." So
I feel
funny.
so weird. I feel like, well, we swear
Yeah,
in
like
them, so
sailors.
like
A whole lot, yeah.
they're not clean.
No, not in the least. I think some of her titles even have swear words on them.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a chuckle out of that. He's like, "Why are these explicit?" I was like, "Well."
The
He's like,
normal way that why they're explicit, like
"Yeah. Yeah, sounds
that's
good."
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad's like, what did he say? He said, "I want my penny for every listen I got or that I gave you." I was like, "Okay." Sure, Dad. Just
Thanks.
giving me shit. I know, because I always open this Anchor app every day, and I look at it, and I text my dad almost every morning. I'm like, up to $1.20, and then I say, but it's split two ways. So, and then it's always just this hilarious joke we have.
I remember when I made like my first dollar for like the romance podcast, I was
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe we got over a dollar.
like, I'm rich. I know. I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Well, an Anchor says we have like seven regular listeners.
Woo woo.
Ten regular listeners. I know one is my dad, one's probably my mom, one's my sister, and one's my friend Katie. So that's
Thank you
four
to all
right
of our
there.
family.
I know, right? I know. I think my dad really thinks it's boring at times, but he still listens, so whatever. This stuff doesn't float his boat like it does me, so.
That's okay. I don't, my parents, Naomi and Patrick listen to this podcast, so.
Steven doesn't either. He says, we're talking about it, like, yesterday, the day before, and he looks over and he's like, I've never listened. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I asked Patrick, like, a year ago if he, like, listened to, like, the romance podcast. He goes, well, no, I don't like romance books.
Well, no.
It's not the point. It's not the point. He goes, well, you already talk about the romance books that you read sometimes, so I listen to that.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're so supportive. I love you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, like, whatever. Whatever. He's like, he does follow the social media pages, so I'm going to have to, like, hijack his phone tonight to make sure. I think he's following us on the Instagram. But, like, whatever.
Our Instagram is lit.
Yeah. Our Instagram is, like, non-existent because I just had no motivation. I didn't post anything to ours. The other one, I was just, like, the last 2 weeks, I was like, I'm dead.
Was actually serious, though. I think our Instagram's cool.
Okay. I know true crime is serious, but I have this joke I really want to put on my letterboard and post on Instagram page.
Yes.
And it's so stupid and funny.
Yes, what is it? Tell me.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Please mind you, I'm with children all day, so, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What is it Gardner's favorite TV crime show?
What's that?
Law and Order.
You gotta post that. Oh, that's good. Where did you come up with this?
I asked Alexa for, like, a joke of the day. Like, tell a joke.
That's a good one.
And then, like, we have this whiteboard in our kitchen, and so, like, I write a new joke on the day of the day.
That's amazing.
So, I tried to anyways. I started doing it when we moved to Williston, and then, like, I don't know, Patrick doesn't, like, notice it half the time, but it makes me happy.
Yeah, that's all that counts.
I was, like, looking at it, I'm like, oh, I should erase that. I was like, I think I'm going to tell Sarah that. And then, like, be like, hey, I'm going to put this on the message board. And then.
Works for me. Let's do
very, it. I know it's cheesy, but I love it.
Love it.
So, okay. Well, yeah. Okay, say goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye, Sarah. Thanks for listening, you guys. By the way, this is the paperback true crime book club, cozy mystery edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, coming at you at the end of the show, but it's still coming at you.
I know, we were really bad at that.
Just on this one. We're excellent on all the other ones.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, what else? Next week will be our true crime book. So if you want to pop back over for that, you can. We are covering James Ellroy, right?
James Ellroy, yeah.
The book My Dark Place. It is a doozy of a story.
Oh, it's so good. You didn't like it?
We'll talk about it.
Okay, cool. Oh my god, I loved it so much. It's weird though, huh?
It's a really weird story.
The first half is really weird until you get sober.
Yeah. It's really weird.
That was a big waste of my time reading that part.
Yeah. So that's the book we're going to be covering. You can find that. The links are going to be on the Twitter and the website for that. I'm not posting a link for this book because it's not worth it. So
no, don't save yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a website, paperback, truecrimebookclub.com. Sign up for and our Threadless shop, that is threadless app. There's links. It's on Threadless. If you type in Threadless, type in paperback true crime book club, we're on there. We have cool merch. I'm going to be coming up with some stuff for fall because it's like fall already. The leaves are already turning colors here.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, I love fall. I'm ready for winter. Are you kidding? I'm like, I fucking love snow. Snow. Every day I'm just like, I wake up, I'm like, is there snow on the ground? There's not snow on the ground, but
it's depressing.
I love snow. I just can't wait. I want to, yeah.
You and I are going to try taking vitamin D this winter and see how that helps our
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to take vitamin D. Ugh. Bye, Sarah.
Hi, have a good night. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.